What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an argument? My name is Angel Lakita Moore, also known as Angel Lakita Tanksley, also known as That Chick Angel. And I am joined by my husband of almost 15 years, my boyfriend of about 19, and the other host of this podcast. Tell him who you are, baby.
I am Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, a.k.a. That Heifer, a.k.a. Marcus Ain't on the Gram, and Marcus Ain't on the Book, and Tank Don't Talk.
Yeah.
Because I don't be talking. And you I'm the other host, if this is going to cause an argument. What?
I was going to say, and you be doing reels. All you got to do them is put
I know,
them
man.
On your
I got to move it over. I'm going to move them over. This is a weekly podcast. We talk about any and everything we want and feel like. What we talk about? We talk about family. We talk about every now and then. We might get into politics.
Mm-hmm.
We might get into you.
You who are listening and watching. We actually have some really special people who listen or watch our podcast live every week. And that is our Patreon. We call them our immediate family. Beep, 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 beep. They in the building. Oh, boy. You too can watch us. Per usual, what they really are getting behind the scenes is of our technical difficulties.
Yeah, they've been here for, 15, 20 minutes? Watching us fail.
Fail so hard. All the time.
And they come back every week
to watch us fail.
They're the problem.
So if you want that, as well as, like, we have exclusive, like, events that we do with each other. Mm-hmm. Like, they did a Drink with Tank this past Friday. Yeah. Where we did some drinking games. Marcus and one of our admins hosted it.
Mm-hmm. Them admins, they be suggesting all of this stuff, and they show up more tired than us.
Mm-hmm. They be showing up like they work at a factory.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, so.
There are no machines at the factory. They're the machines.
Yeah, no, so we're going to go ahead and get this started. Tank, you ready? You know, I'm going to host it. Don't worry
about it. Why are you making Carmen sound like a man?
Carmen was on there like, you know, I worked a triple shift yesterday. Just got off, but I'm going to hang in here.
So
then she'll do a phenomenal run with her voice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's one thing Shea do. I mean, not Shea, that Carmen will do. She'll run on and see what the end going to be for the end of a note. But anyways, we have so many events that we do with our community, our Patreon. So if you would like to be a part, all you have to do is go to www.patreon.com/thatchickangel to join. We also have some amazing sponsors of today's podcast. Today's podcast is sponsored by none other than Lost Debate, which is another podcast that we'll tell you about here soon.
Mm-hmm.
BetterHelp, ZocDot, and a new sponsor that you all have never heard us talk about before, but I'm super excited to tell you all about them because it's definitely something that affects my life, and that is Nutrafol. So when you support them, you support us, so I can't wait to tell you about them a little bit later. But we're going to start this podcast off with one of our favorite segments.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you what's got me in my feeling.
I got something making me feel good.
Now you started off. I done learned from going first. I ain't going first no more.
Wait a minute. No, that was all on you.
I never know the playing field you're going to be on.
The
okay?
playing field I'm going to be on is always a fair one. You decide that you want to play like you, dirty.
No. You be coming for me.
Anyway.
Talk about your feelings and what's got you in them.
Well, what's got me feeling good, obviously. Is that I
mean, that's a given. I'm here. But what's got you feeling so bad?
I booked I booked a pilot, a TV show for CBS where I will be a series regular. I'm really excited about the show. I y'all know, well, if y'all have been rocking with me for a long time, y'all know this is like my aspirations. I am an actress. I have been an actress for a very long time. I've been acting since I was a little girl. So one of the things as an actress that you really strive to get is consistent work, fun work, because that is one of the two most difficult things about being an actor is rejection and knowing where your money's coming from. And so not that this job, as far as it being consistent, is a definitive, but the possibility is there, amen. And I'm working with somebody that I am really excited to work with, a couple of people that I'm really excited to work with. So as more things unfold, I'll be giving more details. I did give our Patreon at our event on Friday more details, but I'm going to save the rest of those details for the general public till later, once things are, you know, flushing out a little bit more, because things can change at a drop of a dime. But I'm thankful for what's happening right now. Amen. Glory, amen. Glory. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I will be a series regular on a comedic show. And Marcus always picks on me because that's always.
That's part of mine. Let me talk about it.
Okay.
So that's been Angel's catchphrase for most of our relationship. Every year, every beginning of the year, every pilot season, Angel's catchphrase is, now look, but when I get my series regular.
Come on.
Hey, well, when I get my series regular, when that's my thing. Whenever I'm imitating Angel, that's what I say. When I get my series regular, she dies laughing every time because that's what she's been saying. So I'm.
Boy, he sat and listened to this for what? How 16 years.
16 years. And I am extremely happy that this is finally coming to pass and you getting your series regular. Yes. Because that's been something that you have, more than anything else, there's not been a single thing that Angel has been verbally saying over the years more than the series regular thing.
When I get my series regular. And I've booked series before as a series regular. Things have gone awry. This one feels...
It feels solid. It feels like this is it. It's like this. You didn't get them on purpose. That's how I always felt. Like God ain't gonna send you that one until the one comes along that you're actually supposed to have.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and I ain't it helped
speak
my
on rate. The other shows.
It helped my rate. Listen, all the other shows that I booked as a series regular, and then they have been taken away from me.
Yeah,
it helped get my rate to where it is now. So I ain't gonna complain.
And every time they recast. And fail horribly.
They don't go.
They don't be like, it'd be like, now, was that the reason? We don't know. But
it's not like Friends. It's not like, you know, if you were the person that didn't book Friends and you had to watch it go for, or you booked Friends and they took it away and then you watched it for 10 years.
Yeah.
Just become the most successful.
We ain't watched none of them shows for a full season yet.
Dear God. Amen.
Not a single one.
Amen. Well, what's got me not feeling great?
Me too.
Got me in my feelings. You got to pick your own.
It's a dark cloud.
You can't keep taking mine.
Lottie, it is then.
Is that I'm going to have to leave my family for the pilot for a month. We're working on it not being that long, but it'll be a month straight.
I believe in Steven. He ain't going to let that fly.
Steven's my manager.
Even be disgusted. Oh, this is an outrage. How dare they? These I'm making a phone call. I'll call you right back. We're going to get a nasty email. He be moving mountains, though.
So we'll see. I might have to leave my family for a month. And when I tell you, when I found that out, I fought back tears the whole next day. I was so sad. When I was doing Here's the Thing, depressed, because I was just thinking about, you know, Amar gets on my last nerve, right? But Amar loves me more than anyone else in the world. And I don't want to take that from him. I don't want to take his favorite thing away. It's me and Chips. We his favorite things. And then Coco, Gabby, and Cece come in a close third.
No, they're a close second.
To Chips?
Yeah.
Okay. But no, and you know.
I'm fourth or fifth.
I don't want to leave my other kids or my husband that long. Like, as much as he also gets on my nerves, I like that. I like to be cuddled by my husband. I like to be loved on by my husband. And
first, primarily. Second is whoever she be meeting in these
places
she be going. Go ahead, nothing.
Did you hush your mouth? It's already like, we know if the series goes that I'll be gone for 3 months. That's something we already know. But that is so far off in the future, I feel as though I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah. And that's a little more flexible because we'll have things in place. It's like, oh, no, we can fly up for the weekend. We can do this, do that. to where this is just like, nope, you got to up and go.
And it's like such a quick turnaround. I think I wasn't given a chance to really mentally prepare for having to leave so quickly. So it's got me really not in the best place mentally about it, but I'm trying to also accept. The one thing I do know is that we'll be okay. And I also know that it's just going to be hard to actually leave. But once we get to where we're going, like, we'll get used to it. And we know that, like, the time is just counting down. Like, we just watched Danny have to leave for a whole month.
Over a month, yeah.
In Canada. And that time flew by, at least in my opinion. Really,
it felt like it went by pretty quick. To her, it didn't feel that way for specific reasons. But for us, it seemed like that was, it was gone over the weekend and came back.
Yeah, so I am hoping that that's what it'll feel like if I have to be gone for that extended period of time. And then if the series goes and it's the 3 months, yeah, there are ways that we're hoping that we'll be able to compensate for the time.
I don't know how they shoot, but it feels like that would be like you almost like being on tour again. Like, we'll be able to see you more often.
That's what I'm hoping. I have to, you know, the network kind of owns you for a little bit, but I also think they are aware that, like, there are some people who are moving their family all the way to the new location for that time. I have school-age kids, so that is not
possible. We just got them in one of them in a great school.
So we're not going to do that. So we'll figure it out. And I know, and I keep reminding myself, people have to do this all the time. I'm not the first person.
So you signed up for.
Yeah. But I know that this opportunity is going to be an even larger opportunity for my family. Like, the way it'll help set my kids up for their future, help set my husband up for things that he wants to go into, it sets up a good, solid, strong foundation to where we can do all that stuff and not have to worry.
Yeah.
You know, whether the stuff is extremely successful Fleets. Or not.
Fleets.
He'll be like, every time.
Hey, man, look, that red one over there is yours. That's right there is a Camaro. Got a 426 in the girl. Go on, jump in there and do your thing.
Yeah.
Fleets.
Fleets.
Now I got some things I'm working on, some endeavors, and I think it would be, this would definitely help that go into fruition.
Yeah.
Strongly.
Yeah. Okay, so what's got you feeling some kind of way?
What's got me feeling some kind of way? Honestly speaking, getting comfortable in our new space. Because for the longest we did it in our house, mm-hmm. we didn't have no special background. We were setting whatever kind of way. Y'all know, I would show up in t-shirt, basketball shorts, a lot of times no socks.
Mm-hmm.
right. I want this to feel as comfortable for y'all as the other one did, and I want to feel as comfortable in this seat speaking to y'all the same way I did in the other space. But it's getting better and better. Like, this is the third one, and I'm a little more relaxed. The first one was just like, all right, what's going on?
Yeah.
It's like being thrown into a new job and not knowing what to do. Like, Drew Curry, you just sitting there typing on the computer and not knowing what's going on. Like, what you do for a living? I'm just sitting here typing the same sentence over and over.
Yeah.
So this one feels a little better, a little more relaxed. But I want to get to that point of complete comfortability. I do like, because a lot of y'all might not know it, I like to dress. I do like to put on clothes and all that. But if I don't feel like the need, I'm not going to do that in my house. Because I like being comfortable more.
Right.
So doing this, it does get us out of the house and make us feel like, all right, we're going to work to do this podcast. We're already in that mindset anyway. But coming to a separate location away from the house, like most people do, they say if you work at home or whatever, it's best to do dedicate a specific area so it feels like you're actually going to work and not sitting at the house doing stuff.
Which we need to do, because most of the time you do your work in front of the TV on
the office. It's always something going on in the office.
Right, that's what I'm saying. We really need to get the space together.
Yeah, we do, because it's way too big to not use it as an office. Yeah. And it's set up for that.
Yeah, absolutely. You do look nice.
Thank you. You do too.
Thank you.
You look phenomenal. Peruse.
Is it Peruse?
Peruse.
Oh, and Peruse, we have really great sponsors of our episode today. And I cannot wait to tell you about the lost debate. There's so much going on in the world right now, right? Mm-hmm. And there's so many topics that can feel polarizing. We We actually had a really great conversation in the car here today that we're going to have to make sure we tell our producer about to make it an actual podcast topic. But me and my husband were able to have a really great conversation and debate about it. But I know there are a lot of political conversations that if you have somebody that believes opposite of you, you're not going to be able to have a really good conversation. It's going to be an argument and not of like a really good debate. Well, that's a lot of times what happens with media. You're in a media bubble and it's hard to find views that challenge your own, right? Well, that's where The Lost Debate steps in. It's a podcast and a YouTube show for political eclectics who crave exposure to diverse beliefs and perspective. The Lost Debate covers the latest news, ideas, and trends without the bias and manipulation from mainstream and alternative media. It is hosted by Ravi Gupta, a former staffer of the Obama administration and school principal who fought Republicans at the ballot box, then fought alongside them for charter schools. There's Corey Bradford, a progressive political organizer turned TikTok star who used to host a Fox News radio show, and Ricky Schlott, a Gen Z New York Post columnist and libertarian fighting to protect free speech. They come from across the political aisle and from different generations, but come together for debates that sound less like crossfire and more like discussions between real people. Join the conversation and check out The Lost Debate today. New episodes drop Tuesdays and Thursdays. Find The Lost Debate on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows from. So make sure you all check out The Lost Debate and get you some good conversation.
Absolutely. It's a good time. It's like she said, it's definitely good to get both sides of both arguments without it being like animosity and tension.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well,
clearly we're not good at that, but.
All right. So let's go to the next piece of our podcast, which is a new segment. Mm-hmm. It's called Checking In. This is going to be a little more transparent than what me and Marcus typically are. It's going to be transparent as transparent as we feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And this is where we check in with the other person on how we could be a better spouse to them this week. And what I think I'm going to do is first, because this is me, this is how I prefer to get criticism. It's not always the way I get it. I prefer to first lead with what I feel like you're killing it in. Mm-hmm. And then come
That's
in.
Typical job review. It's like you're doing great here. You know, I really like what you're doing. You bring in a lot of energy. However.
Yes.
So all the compliments, I'm just like, just get to it.
No. No, because this needs to be said in public in front of our listeners. This good thing. Mm-hmm.
Now, this other thing.
Right.
I should have told you on the way here, but I'm going to go ahead and just light you up.
The good thing that you're doing is my husband took my car to be detailed. Let me tell you, that was one of the sexiest things you've ever done. He took my car and got it deeply detailed.
That's what had me in my damn feelings. This is the main reason I got it detailed.
You should have brought that up in that segment.
I'll write it down and do it next time.
I'm talking about my car has never been this clean, and I'm talking about from the lot, it was not this clean. He got it done the way he would get his own truck that he drives on a regular basis done. Yeah. I felt like such a princess, even a queen, because queens usually just have to rule. Princesses are taken care of.
Yeah. I picked out my guy, the one that anytime I get my D, make sure he gets.
He
knows I be tipping well, so he be going above and beyond.
My car looks so good. It looks so shiny, so I appreciate that. I really love that you stepped up to take care of the thing that I know that you find to be important, and you made sure that you showed that attention to our company truck.
Right now, it's our company truck.
Uh-huh. Now, the thing.
If y'all are hearing our conversations, that's such a backhanded comment.
What? How is that?
Go ahead.
It is. It's our company truck.
It is. I know.
Well, because you be like to call the other truck just your truck. And yeah. I'm like, that is wrong. Now, what you could do better is shutting your dang old mouth. My husband, he is super proud of me. And I appreciate it. And my husband also knows how I like to share good news. I like to share it. I like to be the one to share my good news. And my husband, he told not one, but two people my good news before I got to tell them, okay? He did forewarn me that he told one. And I was like, all right, okay. He said, but I told that person not to tell nobody. He didn't tell me he told the second person. And the reason I found this out was because I like to show my friends that we are friends by when I have good news, I tell them to their face. I like for us to celebrate together. So the friends that I hadn't had a chance to tell were the Fredrickses, the Goolsbees. I hadn't had a chance to tell Danny. I tried to tell them on the day. They were all busy. So I finally had to FaceTime Kev and Melissa to tell them what was going on, because I was like, I don't know when I'm going to see these fools. And I knew I was about to do a post about it on Instagram. So I was like, okay, next up, I'm going to have to tell Melanie and Greg. Well, all of a sudden in our group chat, I see a text from Melanie.
We don't talk about it.
First of all, congratulations, Angel. And I was like, I didn't get to tell her. I wanted to tell her because I also I don't want people to feel some type of way like, oh, she didn't think enough to tell me.
Let's talk about it.
So then I FaceTime Melanie and I was like, hey, girl, I said, I was getting ready to call and tell you. I said, and I figured she learned it from Melissa because, you know, they tell each other everything. So
Danny heard it. Not Danny. Wait. Melanie heard it from three different people.
Right. I figured she heard it from Melissa, and I wasn't upset about it because I didn't tell Melissa or Kev not to say anything. And I was just like, well, that was my bad. I didn't tell them. Well, she was like, well, I said, I wanted to tell you. She was like, well, girl, let me just tell you. I was supposed to act like I was surprised. Danny told me, act like you surprised. We ain't supposed to know. I was like, what? And she's like, then when Greg came home and was like, did you hear that Angel booked the show? I said, Greg knew? She's like, yeah, she said, I figured I was supposed to know. And I was like, so both of those people my husband told. And that's the reason why you found out.
Let me tell you what happened. I told So me and Greg are here. Hold on. Danny. So I'm picking up stuff. Was this what happened? I don't know when it was. But Danny ends up calling me back because I don't know if we were both trying to get it. I don't know. But we on the phone and she's like, oh, what happened with the pallet? Did she get it? Am I supposed to be like, nah, or we don't know? I'm just like, look, we were talking about because we were trying to get something going. And I was like, what happened to you? Why didn't you respond to the message? We was trying to go out. And she was like, oh, yeah, I don't be checking the text message. Then she was like, oh, is that why we going out to celebrate? Did she get it? I was like, so she did get it. And then she started screaming. I said, Danny, shut up. Listen.
Yeah, I missed all the screams.
I said, listen, Danny, listen. I said, don't nobody know. I said, Angel wants the opportunity to tell people face to face. That's why we were trying to get everybody to go out. I said, so don't say. She was like, okay, so don't tell Angel. I said, no, don't tell anybody you know. Angel needs the opportunity to tell people so you do not know about it. She's like, all right, cool. I'm so proud of her. See, we was both sitting around. I did my thing, and we knew she was going to do her. You know, Danny got talking, so she talked for like another 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. All right, bye. So then me and Goose sitting here setting up our podcast spot. And that ended up getting brought up, but then he brought up something else and then specifically brought up the show. And I was like, and we were sitting there talking, and
did he bring up the show? I don't think he knew I was up for a show.
Yeah, how wouldn't he know?
Because I didn't tell him I was up for anything.
Maybe it was talking about here's a thing. Okay. And shooting remote. I don't know. Something came up. Mm-hmm. And then I said something about if Angel ends up leaving. I said, most likely, Angel. I said something about you ended up having to leave and doing that remotely because we were setting up the mics in there. And somehow it came up. He was like, oh, so he said something about the show. I was like, don't say nothing. You know, I was like, just hold that to yourself, because I brought it up as an example of the, I was like, dang, don't say nothing. Just keep that to yourself. Danny goes and tells Mel and is like, don't say nothing. Then when I confront both of them, I'm like, I ain't confronted Greg yet, because Greg actually texts me and was like, is it cool if everybody knows? But this is hours after he done already been telling, he done told Mel. I come to find out. And then Danny's raggedy ass. I said, y'all can't even ask me the weather. I ain't telling y'all nothing else. Don't ask me for nothing. Danny's like, I told you not to say nothing. So now it look like I just be out here running my mouth. But Warren, because I be holding stuff. I knew the sex of Amar for 9 months and didn't tell nobody.
I can hold
anything. This particular time when somebody specifically asking, I'm just like, all right, look, now I know. You know how many people act? Now I know. You know I don't be saying nothing to nobody.
Now you definitely know. Marcus was like,
I'm like, y'all can't,
they
don't,
can't hold on. I said,
don't,
baby, you
don't
can't
ask
hold
me.
It.
Don't ask me how the food tastes. I ain't telling you a goddamn thing ever again.
So how can I be a better spouse to you?
Man, shut up. Well, one thing that you've done great with lately, after I told you. Now, one thing you've done great. So here's the thing with Angel. She, I always tell her she gets used to things. Mm-hmm. So like everybody know Angel loves to be touched and complimented. And I always tell her when I do stuff like that, you get used to it. And it's almost like you don't realize it's happening. Like, it was one time she was like, you never call me nicknames. I was like, I call you babe all the time. You was like, no, I don't. I was like, yes, I do. I'd be like, babe, then you realize it. I was like, but I do it so much, you become numb to it. Mm-hmm. So y'all know Angel's love languages are words of affirmation and physical touch and all of that. So before we went to Disneyland, this is like a week prior, I said every single day she's going to get at least one of those. Mm-hmm. And then I've been doing it, and I didn't get no, you know, I appreciate this. So when I brought it up, she said, oh, no, you've been killing it. But just let me know that you appreciated that and you did notice. Mm-hmm. So that's something you're killing it in.
Well, thank you. Okay, so go ahead. Get laid on me.
I don't have anything.
Oh, look at you.
Ding. You're a great spouse. I can't think of a single way for you to improve.
You sound
moving
like
on.
You're patronizing me.
Main topic for today.
You over here. You said I'm gonna make up for dragging.
Hey,
you.
That fertilizer.
No,
that helps somebody out
not,
there.
It does not.
Hey.
No.
I don't have any improvements. Okay. All right.
Thank you, baby. I appreciate it.
Tell me to keep my mouth shut. Just tear me down.
Oh.
I threw manure on me.
Oh, is that what I did?
Oh.
I threw manure on you?
Keep my mouth shut.
No, I could have said it like you usually say. Shut the hell up. All right, you guys. You all know that we take mental health very seriously, here on this podcast. And this podcast is sponsored today by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Relationships take work, especially the most important one you can have in your life, your relationship with yourself. I have heard a lot of people say before, I'm getting to know myself. Mm-hmm. And I know sometimes that can seem like a very vague thing to say, but it is something that I don't think enough people actually do intentional work towards, getting to know yourself. Yeah, we've experienced life as ourselves, but a lot of times we don't take the time to really investigate how our experiences have shaped us, have shaped how we think, have shaped how we respond to new situations, shape how we approach other relationships outside of ourselves. Well, that is why I feel that therapy is a necessity into evolving into the best version of yourself, into actually having the version of your life that you've always dreamed of and hoped for. So with experiencing therapy, what I do feel happens is that in getting to know yourself, you're able to see the things that you have looked past a lot of times in life. You know, when you're like, oh, I don't know why that annoys me so much, but it does. Well, getting that answer, like, what is that dealing with? What potential past trauma, what potential relationship that you might have had with a superior or adult in your childhood that you don't realize is affecting why you're annoyed by this, why this is a trigger for you now. Well, BetterHelp is online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist so that you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. And is this going to cause an argument? Listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/argue.
Argue.
Again, that's BetterHelp.com/argue.
Argue.
That's BetterHelp.com/argue.
Argue.
Now, while we're on, you know, finding practitioners and getting ourselves better, that's with mental health. But what about when it comes to your physical health, right? And you over here.
One and the same.
Listen, you over here trying to find your primary care doctor. You trying to find a doctor to do some stuff. Excuse me for burping. and you find somebody and you find out they don't even take your insurance. Or you find somebody that takes your insurance, and they can't see you for another 2 months.
Yeah, that'd be real.
Ooh,
now, this is the emergency room.
It's so agitating. My sister is going through it right now. There was a doctor that she had wanted to go to for a situation. That doctor was not going to be able to see her until sometime after the summer for her to be able to have in like an important procedure. And it's just like, what? Who want to wait that long for the, like, who really is trying to live that type of life? Well, with the ZocDoc, you can find a doctor that not only has good reviews, because, honey, that is very important, because a lot of these doctors do not have the best bedside manner. So you want to know how they've treated their patients. They also take your insurance, and they are actually available to see you, okay? Because when all of those things aren't working together, it becomes a very painful process, okay? And ZocDoc makes finding a quality, great doctor surprisingly pain-free. Okay, so finding and booking a doctor who's right for you doesn't need to be a terrible experience. Because, you know, will they take your insurance, understand your needs, or be available when you need them? With ZocDoc, the answer can be refreshingly pain-free. Yes. There are some amazing doctors out there, but really only the ones that matter are the ones that actually take your insurance, okay? Because who's trying to pay out of pocket when you are paying insurance already? Mm-hmm. With ZocDoc, you can focus on doctors who are in network, putting you on the path to see doctors who are right for you. And there's no more wasting time hunting down Aunt Shirley's cash-only chiropractor or the dentist who your coworker recommended, but he's out of network for you. Who got time for that? ZocDoc is a free app that shows you doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. You can read up on local doctors, get verified patient reviews to see which, so that you're seeing like real humans who they had to say about the visit, not some computer generated review that ain't got nothing to do with you. So when you walk into the doctor's office, you're set up to see someone in your network who gets you. Go to ZocDoc, choose a time slot, and whether you want to see the doctor in person or do a video visit. And just like that, you're booked. Find the doctor that's right for you and book an appointment that works for your schedule. Every month, millions of people use ZocDoc, and we're one of them. It's our go-to whenever we need to find or book a doctor. In a chaotic world of healthcare, let ZocDoc be your trusted guide to find a quality doctor in a way that is surprisingly pain-free. With ZocDoc, you can get your docs in a row. Go to ZocDoc.com/argue.
Argue.
And download ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc ZocDoc.com/argue.
Argue.
ZocDoc.com/argue.
Argue.
This episode today, we decide to talk about being bamboozled. Let me tell you what. The NAACP is calling me right now, and I'm not sure why. I just got a phone call. It was probably me getting bamboozled, because I don't know why they would be calling me on a Sunday. What they going to tell me right now?
We need you to send us your scam. We need you to send us your Social Security number and address so we can send you this money. We need that information.
So
you don't work for no NAACP.
I briefly told this story on Here's the Thing, but I feel like people didn't really get to understand the ridiculousness of this time that I was bamboozled. Because without your side of the story, they're not really understanding what we went through. I, at one point in time, owned two Yorkies.
Oh, my God.
I knew you were going to respond. We owned two Yorkies, okay. One Cali, who I had owned first, and then Carmen. And Carmen, unfortunately, was newer to our family, so when she would get out, she didn't always know to just come back. And so she had ran out of the house while
Carmen was the perfect dog. Much better than Cali. I was like, let's give Cali away. Let's keep Carmen. Carmen would go. She would sit by the door and yelp if she needed to go pee.
She was a cute,
sweet little dog.
Cute, sweet, all of the things.
Callie was Tasmanian devil.
Carmen ran out of the house, got hit by a car. Okay. She ultimately died while we were out of town. I was devastated. I cried hard as all get out, boo-hooed. And I said, I need to fill this hole in my heart with another dog. Okay. So I go where any broke person living in Van Nuys would go to find a dog. I went to Craigslist, okay? And I was looking for a teacup Yorkie because I knew I didn't have the same money that I had when I bought Cali. And Carmen was gifted to us. So I was like, I'm going to see if there's somebody who can't take care of their teacup Yorkie that, like, would either give me or sell me their Yorkie. And lo and behold, there's an ad. Giving away a teacup Yorkie, we can no longer take care of him. His name is Bentley. Don't laugh. And Bentley was only like 30 minutes away from us. So I was like, oh, heck yeah, this is the Lord. Because my God answers prayers. Amen. Mm-hmm. So I get in my Toyota Corolla. And I didn't take the only child we had at the time was little Marcus. So I left him at home with his father. I drove and I think I was in like Sylmar. And I go to
the Munster's castle didn't let you know that you was about to go pick up a dog that died 3 months ago.
What do you mean the Munster's castle?
Adam's family, whatever it was. They bring corpses back alive.
It wasn't the Munster's castle. What do you mean?
She goes, I don't even care what happened Let's just get to you bringing this. You actually left with this. You already told us on Here's the Thing.
No, but these people are there.
No, they need to hear my side.
We're going to get to your side because your side doesn't come into play.
I'm curious. I don't even think I heard of how you ended up at the house with this thing.
Woman, did you? I told you I was going to go get a Yorkie.
But you didn't.
Well, listen, but I told you, you knew, right?
That you were going to get a Yorkie.
Yes.
You were going to get a Yorkie. Came back with a Cocker Spaniel corpse.
Stop. But you knew I was going to get a Yorkie, yes?
Mm-hmm. Brought this damn cadaver up in the house.
Go up to get the dog. And the first thing that I noticed is that it's not teacup. It is
25 pounds.
It's got a little more size to it, right? It's got a little heft. And then when I'm holding it, it's ribs. And
I can't believe you touched this thing.
I picked it up. Like I picked him up. And there was... its body.
You were breaking his ribs as you was picking it up because they no longer had blood in them with oxygen.
Its body was like...
brittle.
It wasn't brittle, but I could feel things.
It felt like picture stuffing like a burlap sack with broken china.
But
imagine picking that up and feeling all the pieces, the broken pieces move around. It's like... you were picking up a fractured bag of china.
So I was like, this isn't right. Right? This is what I'm saying in my head.
This ain't right.
This isn't right. But the problem was it was dark.
It don't matter.
It was dark. So I was like, okay, maybe they don't know. Maybe they use big teacups in their family. And then.
Well, no, a keg.
That's
a
why.
A keg Yorkie. It wasn't no goddamn teacup.
So.
Wasn't even a mason jar. It was a keg Yorkie.
So I, they give me, it's like, carrying case and its little,
carrying case. What was it? A coffin?
And its little bed. And I put it in the passenger seat of the Yorkie. I mean, of the Toyota Corolla. And the dog is making these noises that have me concerned. It is
dead, like, bodies make noises. Is air still escaping the body?
He was still alive because he was not moving. But he was like.
Muscle contractions. It
he
happens.
He was like.
Because he was in pain from living.
It's making these noises. And now I am like. Something's wrong here.
She's still driving in the direction of our house.
And I was like, oh no. I have literally thought that I had gotten Talia's old dog. I said, did they give me Ernie?
I would have taken Ernie's cancered infested ass over this damn dog.
I was like, I don't think this dog can see. I don't think it can hear. So I pull.
He can't smell. You know what happens to a dog when they can't smell?
No, what happens?
Kill it.
Oh.
If it can't see or hear or smell, so, like a headless corpse.
So I get it out of the car and I put it on a leash and it won't walk to the
it
front.
It can't.
So I am now dragging it. And this was the other thing that was a telltale sign. Yorkies have hair. This had shards.
Mange.
It was like shards of hair. It was.
Fast forward.
So I get it up into the house, and I'm dragging it into the house. You go ahead.
Are you done?
Yes.
So I'm sitting in the recliner. I can't remember if I have a Mar or not, or Marcus or not. But I hear, you know how you hear a dog's like toenails on the ground. I hear something tripping and falling. Stutter stepping. I'm like, how many dogs did she get? This thing, or she pulls it around the corner, and he doesn't move. He's just standing there, almost like he's examining the floor. Like, he's staring intensely at the floor, not moving, tail not wagging, actively shedding and leaking something. He's leaking. And I'm like, Angel, what the hell is that? She's like, it's not a teacup Yorkie. I said, what is wrong with him? She was like, I don't know. He's been making this. I mean, he has. It's not even drool coming from his mouth. Something's coming from his mouth. And there was other wet spots on the floor that I don't know where they came from, but they came from him somewhere. It could have been a leaking nipple. I don't know what was leaking on this dog. Oily discharge of all sorts. He didn't have any. You've ever seen like the ASPCA, you know, a show that they used to have, and it'd be a dog out and like they had to like give it a shampoo bath and get it scrub all the dead skin. He was full of dead skin. It looked like his hair was like Kevin Durant's shins. that's what his skin was like on him. This dog, it looked like he smelled.
He didn't so then, really have a stench to him. Somebody asked.
It looked
smelled.
Like he smelled. He should have had a stench.
Mm-hmm.
But the odor from the dead body was probably long gone. So I'm like, Angel, so we sitting there talking. I'm like, what is, she's like, I don't know what I'm going to do. Let's go ahead and bury him.
I was so conflicted because I was like.
He was tripping over the design in the floor. It was.
I was so conflicted because I was just like, you know. I'm not a white woman, but I sometimes be having a heart like a white woman when it comes to dogs.
Let me tell you something. I can stomach a lot. I can stomach almost anything. Don't nothing make me queasy like that. When I went to pick him up to help her back to the car with this thing, and the way his ribs and body crunched and collapsed.
It was a lot.
And he looked contagious.
Yeah.
Like, I had to disinfect the floor. I had to clean up my. I'm like, we got a baby in here. What if he catches what this thing at?
It was definitely. I felt so bad because I didn't want to take it to the pound.
That
but
was
I knew
cruel and unusual punishment that they didn't put that dog down.
So I had to call the girl and I said, hey, I got to bring this dog back. And she was
We don't even know if it was a dog.
She was like, why? I said, well, because it's not a teacup Yorkie.
She could have said, well, you saw that when you picked him up.
No, it was dark. I was like, it's not a teacup.
It don't matter how dark it is.
And he's making a lot of noises.
And it's not a puppy.
Yeah, he's too old. So I was afraid.
This dog was born the same year as Morgan Freeman. The fact that they sold it as a puppy and she drove home with it.
It was free. I was afraid that they were going to be there when I got up there. And I was just going to put him in the yard and drive off. But luckily, they did come out. They came out and got him. I was like,
this is probably the fourth or fifth time somebody done brought their dog back. They were just used to it. That thing, he was the crypt keeper as a dog. That's the music that we should have played when he walked up in the house. Tales from the crypt.
He really was.
This dog, that's the most accurate description I can give. Only he can't move like the crypt keeper could. He would have just laid there.
Okay, well, listen, I'm not the only one who's been bamboozled in this relationship. You've been bamboozled before.
Angel got a hard drive. That software, when we was down in the hood, I went looking for that dude that got you out of $80.
That was when I was trying to get a legal copy of Adobe Design Suite. But before you go into how, and don't try to make it just how I got bamboozled. That was me. How you either almost got bamboozled or did get bamboozled. But first, let me tell you about a new sponsor for this podcast, Nutrafol. Now, as y'all probably know, about 30 million women are impacted by weakened or thinning hair. If you're among them, you know you're not alone, and there's a solution you can trust to deliver results. Millions of Americans experience thinning hair, and it's more common. It's more than common. It's actually normal. This happens. I don't think a lot of us talk about it. And then when it happens, we get very frustrating, especially when you're a woman. It's time to change the conversation and join the thousands of women who are standing up for their strands with Nutrafol. Nutrafol is a number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, clinically shown. To improve your hair growth, thickness, and visible scalp coverage. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the five root causes for thinning, stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, and metabolism through the whole body health. Nutrafol has three unique formulas to support women throughout all stages of life, including postpartum and menopause. Each formula is physician formulated using natural, drug-free, medical-grade ingredients in consistently effective dosage so you can get the most reliable results. In a clinical study, 86% of women reported improvement of hair growth after about 6 months. 3,000-plus top doctors and stylists recommend Nutrafol as an effective, high-quality solution for healthier hair. Now, y'all know I don't play when it comes to hair. Y'all know I lost a lot of my hair due to having alopecia areata. Now, while I'm not referring to that when it comes to this product, you all know I don't play when it comes to my hair and hair growth. This is a product that I definitely can stand by. And if you're looking for something just to give your hair more of a fighting chance to help it grow, to help deal with some of these, like they said, root causes, Nutrafol is for you. You can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and entering promo code ARGUE to save $15 off your first month subscription. This is their best offer anywhere, and it's only available to U.S. customers for a limited time, plus free shipping in every order. Get $15 off at Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code ARGUE.
ARGUE.
So y'all give them a try. And just in case I'm looking at this read, ARGUE is not spelled correctly right here. So if that code doesn't work, try ARGUE spelled A-R-U-G-U-E. But I'm going to check to make sure. But just so you know, if you give them a try and ARGUE spelled A-R-G-U-E is not working, try throwing a U after the R to give it a whirl. But definitely give them a try. Give your hair a fighting chance. Okay, come on, Bamboozle.
Man, I'll tell two. One was together because I don't have enough story on the first one. I was about to buy a truck. On how did I find that truck?
Well, you think?
Was it Craigslist?
Yes.
It was Craigslist. This is when I first moved out here. We was in our first house. But it was earlier on of me living out here. I was new to Craigslist and all this stuff. And I found a pickup truck. And I was like, and you know, they had the whole story of why they needed to get rid of it. And I was like, cool, because I was ready to do it. And then they was like, yeah, send us half and then we'll come meet. That's when I was like, what? I was like, no, I need to see this thing first. Where y'all live at? Because I was about to, and they were like not far from where we lived, or they said they could meet. Mm-hmm. The location they said was not far from where we lived. I was like, bet.
Right.
I was like, I can, you know, I can come meet. They didn't know where I was, but I was like, yeah, I can come meet. They was like, oh, we just need a, they said we needed like a down payment, mm-hmm. so we know it's, you know, worth our time. And I was like, but I need to see the vehicle. Like, no, but I was strongly like negotiating, trying to.
Yes, Mark is going back and forth with these people. I was like, these are not people with a truck.
I called to daddy. He said, boy, what? He said, ain't nobody great sell you no truck for that money. They going to take your money.
Right.
And I was like, oh, oh. But now one time we both almost got scammed is we got a call from the power company. And it was a call. At first they called me and I was at work. I think I was in the middle of meetings and they were just like, we need you all to make a payment, which was very possible. Because we be forgetting to make our payment. Mm-hmm. That was like a frequent thing. It was like, oh, we wouldn't know until they would call and be like, hey, we're going to cut y'all stuff out. Oh, yeah, right. We'll make a payment right now. But they called me and I was just like, I can't handle it. I was like, no, what is it? But they had like account number. They had all of our information. Mm-hmm. And I just thought it was odd that they were calling the way they called or whatever. But I was like, this sounds legit. So I called Angel. I was like, hey, call them and do you have like the information for this? Cause I can't handle this right now. So she ends up calling and they going through the whole whirlwind of, you know, you need to make a payment and you got to make it at this kiosk and it's a specific kiosk you got to go to. Mm-hmm. And it all sound legit because of the like account information that they had, the address, previous payment stuff. They had all of this.
Yeah.
Sounded so legit. And we didn't know something was off until Angel, but we was on the phone with these people for probably like an hour or so. And once she went to the kiosk that they recommended, it was just like, you need to, and on top of the kiosk, it said, LADWP payments are not to be made here. And they were just like, oh yeah, no, that's just, you know, that's just happened. They put those on all of them, like you got to hurry up and make it. So as Angel's, has put her card in.
No, I hadn't put my card
put
in.
It in.
No, as soon as I saw that.
They were giving you instructions on what to do, but they were that's what it was. They started talking so fast, like, hey, hurry up and do this and do that so you can do it.
I'm over it. As soon as I see the writing on the machine, do not pay utilities here, I was like, because I'm thinking I'm going to see a kiosk that says LADWP, make payments here. Yeah. And when I see this is a Bitcoin machine. I was like, Bitcoin? Who paying utilities in Bitcoin? Absolutely not. So once I see it, and he's like, okay, I just sent you a QR code. You're just going to scan that QR code. I done decided I'm going to the pump to get gas. But then I'm also, what I'm doing, because I think I'm a detective, I'm looking around the pump. I'm looking around trying to see, is this MFA here?
Oh, they following you?
Yeah, like, is he here to try to take, you know, see if I'm actually performing the duty and making sure he get his money. Because that's the thing. As soon as it goes, they make sure they pull that money right, so that you can't get it back. So I'm over here like, where you at? And then I was thinking, but what am I going to do? I don't got no weapon on me. What am I about to do if this goes down? But, oh, yeah.
But around, that happens so much around tax season. Like, they finally stopped calling me. Like, it's always the tax people saying, you know, you owe so much, and they'll give their badge number, and you need to pay the IRS, or you're going to get fined and arrested and all of this. I think they finally got hip to me because they specifically started that when I had a work phone for the company I was working for and my personal, and I would hold them on the phone and call them and mess with them, and they would finally hang up, and then I would call that number back from a different number, and they would pick up. I would mess with, like, because this is when I would have to sit in traffic for hours, so I had time. And that's exactly what I would do. I would just call them and just mess with them. One lady, I was trying to get her to go out on a date with me. Like, she was like, oh, no, this is not that kind of phone call. I said, but no, I mean, you sound, you know, what's up between me and you?
Marcus is such a jerk. He'd be like, nah.
But they be getting, like, old people like grandparents and stuff. They be scamming them so hard. So
my
like,
mama's giving out all of her information before. I'm surprised she doesn't own something that she's not supposed to have.
Yo, mama, there was a time where you had we didn't want to give her the code to the alarm system. We were just like, we will let you – we will unlock the door for you. We can do it remotely. And she was like, no, I can do it. So it was one time where she was standing by the front door yelling the code to us in the house with the door wide open. I was like, this is why we didn't want to give you the code. She was like, all right, it's 234, yes, and then unlock. And then I'm like, see, let the record reflect.
Like, whatever. Okay, so we have a question from our Patreon. This is our last segment.
Do we do all that?
All of them. This is our last segment, and we'll be coming up with ways for Patreon to be able to submit more questions. But because we had to get these episodes produced so quickly because of me going out of town, we're going to use one of the questions that was sent to us from one of our moderators. And this question is for you.
All right.
Here we go.
And how do you keep from filming?
Wait a minute. Sorry. Hold on. Do you plan on owning? Here we go. Let me see if I can start it from the beginning. Here we go.
Marcus, how many cars, classic cars, do you plan on owning before you meet God in glory? Amen. How many?
Fleets.
We know you
simply
want a fleet.
First of all,
that was Carmen.
Why was she using this bed voice?
That's always Carmen. I think like, she sometimes leads praise and worship, and I'm going to be like, girl, don't
you
do it.
You can't be doing that to the men out there. We just want to come to God and thank him for all his glory.
Yes. God is so good. He's so delicious.
It's not like I want, like, double digits. There are specific cars that I like. I would say that's a difficult question. So how many would I like to have over the course? Because some is like I might have for a particular amount of time and sell and buy.
How many different vehicles are you trying to own?
Classic. She said classic cars.
How many classic cars?
Let me see. I would say 10, but not all at once.
10 in a.
She said before you die.
10. But I don't want you. It doesn't matter that she said before you die. I mean, obviously it's before you die.
That's total, like all together. Like,
the fact that
not,
you don't
I'm
going to
have 10 all at one time.
But the fact that you don't see that as a lot in any regard to vehicles.
To a collector's item? How many elephants have you owned?
Okay, you're going to compare.
Yes,
little
damn
ceramic.
It, it's a collector's item, except mine are actually worth money. Not just collecting dust and...
You cannot compare something that...
Oh, I can. It's both. They both collector's items.
No, but they're not collector's
items. They are.
Items.
How many cars was on the wine tour that we just went on for Greg's birthday? How many cars was there?
There were several. It was like probably maybe 25, 30.
If not more. And boats and sleds. So who's to say I can't be that successful to where
it
I can have
about
acres...
Success.
It is.
No, I'm not saying that you can't be that successful to own that many. That's not what
okay.
I'm questioning.
What are you saying? What are you questioning? I don't get where you're coming from. Do y'all? Anybody? Patreon?
I am questioning you saying 10.
10 is not a lot. That's what Paul just said.
I don't care what Paul said. I am saying that 10.
We got three right now.
No, she said
we got three vehicles. All right, we got one.
You said
we got a four-car garage. Why not fill it up with classics?
Listen, I am not saying that that can't be your answer, but when you try to come off as like, I said it's 10 before I die, as if you're purchasing cars when you're dead. 10 is a lot.
It's not a lot. To you, it's a lot. More than one wig is a lot to me, but you got 40 of them damn things.
I don't have that many.
You had? How many have you owned over the course of your life?
Way too many.
Thus far.
Way too many.
All right, but that's your problem because they're not worth anything. These cars is worth money. But no, I don't feel like that's a lot. At one point in time, I want to have a total of four in my possession.
At once.
At once. And that's going to happen within the next 2 years. Deal with it.
You're going to be doing these ads. That's what.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to be doing the ads. I'm going to be doing a whole lot. You're going to see.
I know you
will. And they ain't going to take up no space.
A car has to take up.
They're going to take up the space that they're supposed to take up, which is places for the car and not videotapes from high school.
Videotapes from high school are priceless.
So is a classic car priceless?
No, they have an actual monetary value that they lose if they're, for some reason, burnt, crashed, scraped up.
No.
Yeah, they do. They lose value.
You want me to look up some car details? See, this is when... Angel's a little oblivious to the car scene.
You're right.
Like specific cars that can exactly. So don't. So, hey. Shh. See, we ain't sitting close enough no more. Hold
on. No, get away. You try shushing.
So 10 at the least before I'm gone. That's the
answer. You gonna name them?
We close out? I have a 69 Mustang right now. I want a 67, 68 Mercury Cougar. I want anywhere between a 66 and a 70 Pontiac GTO. Also those same years of between 66 and 70. What's the other one? Not the GTO.
I don't know, baby. Grand Am Pontiac.
Close. It is Pontiac.
Sierra Nevada.
It don't matter. Sierra Nevada. I would like a 70 Charger.
Mustang Coupe DeVille. No.
There is no such thing as a Mustang. And I want to go back to my original. Maserati. I want a Coupe DeVille. I want a Cadillac. I almost got bamboozled with the Coupe DeVille, possibly. The red one that I was going to buy when you was out of town. It was a title issue. There was
Y'all
a title
hear?
Issue. It was red, white interior, convertible, 66 Cadillac Coupe DeVille.
67 Cappuccino.
Is that a coffee? I don't know what that is.
I don't know, but I figured I was pretty close.
Okay.
That's
to name a few.
The music.
I want
the word.
66 Lincoln Continental.
Close. I was close.
That's the one I could have got when we were first dating for $600. Dude was getting a divorce and his wife was selling his car, didn't know it. He didn't know it, and I was fine with that. But I was broke and I didn't even have $600.
63 Chevy.
There's a car, but I don't want one.
See, I'm getting good at this.
I mean, you can say any. It's not hard to just name
them. I'm getting good.
You got anything? We're from 18 something to 2022.
I'm getting really good at this. You can't hate, okay? You cannot hate. All right, you guys, thank you so much for watching today's episode of Is This Going to Cause an Argument? You can follow me all across social media at That Chick Angel. That is on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube is That Chick Angel TV. On Twitter, I am at Angel the Actress. And you can follow my lovely husband at.
Y'all can find me on Instagram and Marcus Allen the Graham, Facebook, Marcus Allen the Book. Y'all can find my 8 videos over at TikTok at Tank Don't Talk. Yeah. You can go order you some man shit. That's my 100% natural beard and body butter that I make, I ship, do all that myself. I appreciate y'all's orders and the comeback. I appreciate the feedback and all the compliments I get from that. That's all I use, y'all. I just use man shit on my beard. It's MANSHYT.com. And don't go over to Instagram over there yet, but it's about to get up and popping too.
Yeah, Mama Likes is getting ready to come out. I'm getting some samples for a product that I want to put in it, as well as part two of my collaboration with Life's Journey. I Am Enough will be coming out this spring as well. So you all be on the lookout for that. Again, join our Patreon at www.patreon.com/thatchickangel. Make sure you are rating and reviewing us wherever you're listening to this podcast.
442.
That's what I was going to say. A 442 Buick.
No, it's not
Buick. Buick Oldsmobile.
Oldsmobile 442.
That's what Oldsmobile. That's what I said.
442, y'all.
I knew it. All right, until next time.
Any year, I love those.